So, what should you definitely not do? 1. Don't bury your money in the backyard. With things the way they are, it's tempting to simply opt out altogether. Fear of financial system failure, the uncertain nature of the stock market, and just a sense of foreboding have people thinking that it's smarter to keep their money in the backyard, a mattress, or an empty can. But it really isn't. The bank insurance system works for holdings under $250,000. I know because my bank once failed, and the transfer of assets was seamless. So at least keep your cash in certificates of deposit earning some sort of return. An overabundance of fear and caution can cost you money. Don't let that happen to you. 2. Don't chase returns. This is a great temptation in any market, but especially so today. Bonds had a great run last year, but some analysts believe they may just be the next bubble waiting to burst.